Program for Friday, Thus. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. In the 19th chapter of Matthew, the Lord Jesus was confronted with a question by the old Pharisees. And in answering them, in verse 4, we read, "And he said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the twain or two shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain or two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." These verses tell us a whole lot. God made man male and female. Adam and Eve. And as we have earlier said, not Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve. Not Adam and several wives or several women or several mates. Only one. And he says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. God's plan calls for marriage. All else is wrong. Outside of marriage, we read in Deuteronomy 23, verse 17 in the Old Testament, "There shall be no whore or fornicator of the daughters of Zion, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel." Among God's people, there would be not sexual immorality. They would follow what God said from the beginning. There would be no fornicator nor homosexual practice among God's people. It would be contrary to his plan. We only have to turn to the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, and we find time and time again it warns about the strange woman. And this word strange means alien or foreigner. And this is pictured over against the home relationship and faithfulness to the marriage relationship. For example, in Proverbs chapter 5, where he says there in verse 18, he says, "Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe." And he said to be ravished with her love. But he says in verse 20, "And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger?" In the Old Testament, sexual relationships outside of marriage are looked upon as a strange, alien thing. And in a society today given over to immorality, it may not be strange, but in God's sight it is strange. It's contrary to his plan. All the way around, it's contrary to his plan. And also, in reference to marriage itself, the Bible talks about adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. One of the Ten Commandments. And this teaching is brought over into the New Testament. What God has joined together, no man is to put asunder. In Leviticus 20 and verse 10, we find back under the Old Testament system here, "And the man that committeth adultery with a man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." So you see what God thinks about it in the Old Testament set up. And the same is true in the New Testament. They may not be put to death, but there is a day of judgment coming and something worse than death in the eternal punishment hereafter. And as we read in Hebrews 13, verse 4, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers, fornicators, and adulterers, God will judge." Revelation 21, verse 8 says they will be in the lake of fire. And we find in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, where it says, "The person who practices immorality, fornication, adultery, will have no inheritance in the kingdom of God." Yes, God has a plan, and it's called marriage. And if we'll follow his plan, we will find it will be conducive to our happiness, because this is the way God set things up. And may we realize what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Thank you for listening this week.